And now he says something else that's wonderful. Verse 5, ye also as living stones. How are we living stones? Been born again. Not a corruptible seed, incorruptible, the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house. Now the Lord Jesus said to Simon Peter, you're going to be a little stone, but on this foundation stone, which is Christ, I'll build my church. And Simon Peter was one of the little stones, and you're one of the little stones, and I'm one of the little stones that are built into this. And he says, a holy priesthood. That is, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Now, will you notice here, ye are an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. You offer up praise to God. Your offering is a spiritual sacrifice, friend. I don't know why people think money can be spiritual. It's owing to how you use it. And then you can offer yourself to Him. These are spiritual sacrifices we offer to God. Now, when you're born again, a child of God, you're a stone that's put into this building of God. And that is the thing that Paul talked about over in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So that what is happening today is that God is building a temple. It's a living temple, and he takes those of us that are sinners that come to him, and just as he put it in Matthew, he says, if you fall on this stone, why, you're going to be saved. But if this stone falls on you, it'll grind you to powder. Now, when you fall on him, it's when you come in your sin, just as you are, and accept him as Savior. And then you're put on that foundation, which Paul says is no other foundation. But you can build on it, of course. But that foundation is there. And we become a living stone on that foundation. Now he says, verse 6, wherefore also it's contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Now, this is a quotation from Isaiah 28:16. I think probably I ought to go back and pick up that quotation in Isaiah. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. And this is the stone that Christ is. And I think that's made very clear from the Word of God.